Okay, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here. Is there a roll going around here?
Yeah, Trust Fund over there.
Okay, all right. Sure to sign that. I'd like to welcome the Youth City Council here tonight. Appreciate you guys being here. Okay, our opening remarks will be given by Councilmember Hanson. Can you do the pledge, Hanson?
Sure.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the special circumstances which brought us together on this Tuesday evening to convene as a city council, Richfield City. Grateful for the values we espouse in this community, for those people who worked so hard in the past to lay for us a foundation for great things that are happening today and going to the future. Pray also that would give us wisdom that the decisions that this council makes will be consistent with those things going forward, also in a positive way to bless the lives of those generations which will come long after we're gone. Father, we're grateful at this time for the service of two council members, for their public service, which is at this point in time has come to an end in this capacity. We pray that would bless them and their future endeavors. We have two new members during this council also, that they will be able to come in a way to work well with the existing council and accomplish those things which are best for this community. So grateful for these young Youth City Council members for their interest in also learning how government works and how as they grow older that they will have learned to serve and that they will continue to make this a habit in their lives. As much as we are commemorating the birth of the Savior this time, we thank thee, Father, for sending him to accomplish the great mission which he did. These things we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please follow me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Tip and Tim. By way of roll call, all council members are here. Rob is here, and our city manager, Michelle, is here. I'd like to also mention that our two new council members will be Kevin Arrington and Andrew Chappell. They'll be coming in a couple weeks. Thank you. I would consider a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting held on November 11th, 2025.
Yeah, Mayor, I've carefully looked at these minutes and they appear to accurately represent and fairly represent the proceedings of that meeting. I therefore would move to approve the minutes of the City Council meeting held on November 11th of this year.
Second.
And a motion and a second. Council Member Gardner.
Gardner, aye.
Street, aye.
Hanson, aye.
Thompson, aye.
Thompson. Carries. Also, has to consider a motion to approve the warrants and cash disbursements for October and November 2025.
Nobody has any questions. I would move to approve the warrants and cash disbursements of October and November 2025.
I'll second that.
And a motion and a second. Council Member Gardner.
Gardner.
Street, aye.
Hanson, aye.
Thompson, aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Item 7 is to declare any conflicts of interest on any of our business tonight. If anybody has anything. All right, hearing none, we'll move into the business part of our meeting tonight. Item A is a Planning Commission report.
This is a report
for the December 3rd, 2025 Planning Commission meeting. We went through roll call, all was there. Administrative actions, item 2A, conditional use permit. We discussed a conditional use permit for Pioneer Lane on a possible 14-unit multifamily development located at 225 West, 800 South. So this approval is only to say they can have more than 5 units on that property. So that's all. We're not approving a plan or anything else. It's just saying, yes, you can develop more than 5 units. And that's what's going to be before you tonight.
Did you put a cap on it?
We'll discuss that in a minute.
In a minute, okay.
Okay.
Another conditional use, item 2B. Aldo Gonzalez requested a conditional use for a short-term rental at a house at 365 East, 500 North. We approved that. And just so you know, item 2, I didn't say it, but we approved it for the use of more than 5 units. Item 3, public hearing. We had a for the Utah Wildland Urban Interference Code adoption. Do you guys know about that or looked at it?
Is it the urban interface, did
yes.
you say, or urban?
Yep. Urban interface.
I know what urban interface is, but I...
Okay. So they have identified like 63 acres within the city that could be urban interface fires or something
Where
of that nature. They've got a map. They have some little dots on the map. If this, they will cover all costs to fight wildfires in the city if the city would spend something like $63 in their partnership. And that could be education type programs.
Is this through Brian or Matt or both? Do they have any?
Brian Perry.
Brian Perry
yeah.
would certainly have something involved there, right?
Yeah. Pretty cheap insurance. We approved that. Item 4, discussion items. Item 4A, portable cargo containers and ordinance amendments. We discussed changing that ordinance and to amend it to say that there will be no portable containers allowed on Main Street, defined as the North Interchange to 1500 South. So if you have a property that fronts Main Street, you're not allowed to have a portable cargo container within sight of Main Street. The RM, item 4B, we discussed RM 11, the RM 11 ordinance amendments. So last year, we brought this proposal to you, and it got voted down. So we're discussing it again. It just sets some requirements for what we expect RM 11 to be. So we changed it from a 5-acre maximum to a 6-acre maximum, so it captures any strange size 5-acre pieces, you know, if they're like 5.15 or something. It did have a requirement of 30% open space. We moved that down to 25% open space. And then I think we left the spacing alone, didn't we, David?
Yeah,
we didn't touch the spacing. So what this will do, it will kind of put a cap on how big an RM 11 development is. And then there will be a little bit of a spacing requirement. It's less stringent than the RM 24. But tries to distribute it equally so we don't have one section that's nothing but higher density.
So what about the parking? Did it stay, is it one?
1.5.
1.5? Or how it one per bedroom or half per bedroom? Or how was that worded?
I think it's 1.5.
Yeah.
1.5 per unit or bedroom?
It's 1.5 per unit.
Yeah,
I can't.
Okay, so the parking stayed whatever.
Yeah. We're trying to find a way that when these developments come in, that there's some sort of grass areas somewhere for little kids to be without getting run over. Some of these recent developments, it's only asphalt, concrete, and gravel. So that's kind of what we're working toward. We're making changes in the seat in the future. Item 5, minute approvals. We approved the minutes for, or no, we had to table that. Dave noticed October, not November, so that was tabled. We didn't have any other business that night. And then we adjourned. Any other questions? Nope.
Okay. You guys have any? Thank you, Josh. Item B is to consider approving a conditional use permit for Pioneer Lane and eventual 14-unit multifamily development at approximately 225 West 800 South, as recommended by the Planning Commission. And this is just for...
Anything over 5 has to have approval from the Planning Commission.
Okay.
So that's all it's for.
Okay. So this is to approve the conditional use permit. Any questions? Does that allow for parking fire trucks?
No, there was some concern about light sanitation access to the fire truck. We've made some revisions on that already, but we're working closely with the city engineer to make sure that we're on that.
Right. Parking's all good.
The parking is good for now, unless we do not apply with the fire access.
Tonight, we're not approving the project. We're just approving the 14 unit. Right? It meets everything.
Just the conditional use permit.
Everything I see, we're good. We meet everything. I would move that we approve the CTUs in the RM11 zone for the property approximately 225 West 800 South, as recommended by the Planning Commission.
Second.
Been a motion and a second. Councilmember Gardner.
Gardner, aye.
Street, aye.
Hanson, aye.
Thompson, aye.
Thomas, aye.
Motion carries. Item C is to consider... Item C is to consider adopting Resolution 2025-8 along with the Memorandum of Understanding and Logo Use Agreement for the America 250 Program. In return, the city will receive $1,500 to promote America 250 during our Independence Day celebration.
So in order to be able to receive those funds, we have to have a way to incorporate that. So we just discussed staff that the best way to do that would be through our Independence Day. We were required to select logos, their logo, the America 250 or the America 250. On anything that program or posters or anything that we print. The other requirement is that we would have to take pictures and post them on a website. So,
Our website or their website?
No, it's called nowthem.com. In return, they'll give us $1,500.
It's kind of an exciting time, this 250th birthday. I think this definitely quantifies the idea that maybe I'm really old. I graduated with the bicentennial class in 1976 from high school. I remember the bicentennial year, how fun that was, you know, to be involved in all these different things in the community and other places. And I heartily endorse the idea of us participating in any way we can in this America 250 program. It's something that 50 years, some of you can look back at and say, remember when we did that? That was really cool.
Is that a motion?
I'll make a motion if somebody doesn't want to after I give my showboat speech. I'll move that we adopt resolution 2025-8 with the memorandum of understanding to use the logo and so on as spelled out to do this and receive the $1,500 in return.
I'll second that.
There's been a motion and a second. Council member Gardner.
Gardner, aye.
Street, aye.
Hanson, aye.
Thompson, aye.
Thomas, aye. Carries. Other business. Trent? Chief? Everybody doing okay?
No.
Okay. Knock on wood. Good. David?
Has the planning commission members to be here on?
Okay. Sounds good. Rob.
Just to note there, you probably saw the sales tax numbers. I told Braden that I promised I didn't do that for a festive color. So, but anyway, just keep that in mind. It looks like right now, if you kind of look through there, you'll see we're trending right around 2022, kind of where the numbers are falling. Last week, I was sitting in a meeting with other finance people throughout the state, and this is statewide. Everybody's kind of feeling the same thing. And then Friday afternoon, I shared this with Dave. I received an update from the governor's office, and it was just basically saying that Governor Cox had proposed his upcoming budget for the year. And he gave him the legislature, I'll just read it, Dave just pulled up. It says, the governor, along with many legislatures, warned the federal tax changes and a moderating state economy are producing sales tax and income tax collections coming in below the prior forecast. So, just kind of an update. It's not just for clear candidates, it's statewide. That's the little bit of the downturn. So keep that in mind so
we can
move forward. I don't have anything to be
online. Thank you. Councilman Gardner.
Saturday is the Race of America program at the cemetery at noon, I believe, Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
The website said noon.
What is it? I can hear you.
Wreaths of America. The
Wreaths
Across America. I said it wrong. That's all I've got.
Yep.
Just two quick comments. I sure like what our guys have done in the park downtown and the decorations on Main Street. I'm so happy that the city's always made that an important thing. And also, I sure like what we've recently been able to accomplish over at the Senior Center. Appreciate the contractor that did such a great job on that. And something we've been looking for a long time. And I applaud those efforts. That's all I got.
They seem pretty happy with it. So. Councilmember Thompson.
No. Just some updates on the R at Fireman's Point. I've been approached by a couple members of the community, Jacoy Robinson and Chelsea Penny, that would like to help with fundraising for that. And kind of just help see it through. So met with them, kind of finalizing a design for it, which I'm just donating, and want to eventually bring something to the council to review and see where that goes. Jacoy and Chelsea are primarily helping with fundraising through either some of the school events or with businesses and stuff, and see what they can come up with. And then there's some contractors and other businesses that have pledged to donate some materials or some labor there previously on that. So anyways, that's just working on that, and eventually be bringing something to the council to review and approve. That's all I've done here. Okay. Michelle.
Okay.
To give these plaques out, Elaine, thank you for the last 4 years.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. That's a privilege to serve.
Appreciate it, yes.
Thank you.
And so, are you taking me to on your trip?
Bring you back some spaghetti.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Gunner, you may have already seen these.
I think so.
You as well. Thank you.
You want the box?
And I don't have anything else other than thank you for all your work this year, and hopefully we'll have a good new year.
We will. Motion to adjourn.
Second. Okay, there's been a motion to adjourn.
Arden Ray.
Hanson, aye.
Thomas, aye. She carries. Thank you, and have a good Christmas and a good New Year. Okay, it's getting here anyway. Yeah. I'm good looking together here. We'll get some opportunities in the future to do other things, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
it's been real.
I've sure enjoyed sharing with you, Elaine.
You know, I kind of wish I'd have run, but I, you know, you never know with that. You never know with old folks, you know. But.
Merry Christmas, old friend.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, thank you.
Sure.
You haven't gone yet?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.
Are you having Kevin to where he's doing Miss Richfield?
What's that?
You having Kevin do Miss Richfield? That's just a great second. That was so much fun. Now, I appreciate it. What I had.
Very good. Well, okay, thank you. Keep in touch. Appreciate you.
The visitors. Open it up and see what needs to be done.
I've been too much of a winter so far. Certainly hope we get a better winter.
Yeah, I'll keep working on that. We'll see how things go. Trump sounds like he's challenging himself. Well, we can feel it around here. Anyway, all right, well. Probably do that again for something.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Oh, I know.
I'm doing it. No, I'm
not. Oh, I know. I know. You can have some good days and bad days, you know. Yeah, as we get older, all those, that wrestling
thank
stuff.
You,
they thank you.
Appreciate your
yeah, they thank you.
How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old wrestling and all that other stuff injuries he's had.
Yeah.
On and up on you got that. You just take traits not holes and
it's not all glamorous.
No, it's not.
It's just damn hard work, all of it.
I know. Well, all right.
Thank you so much.
We've got that.